From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Norgrove with your headlines for Friday, October 4th. The city of Oroville wants an alternative energy provider to Pacific Gas and Electric Company. Councilors heard a presentation from Pioneer Community Energy this week. NSPR's Adia White reports the nonprofit said it could save residents money.
Pioneer is a community choice aggregator based out of Placer County. The nonprofit purchases its own power, but still uses PG&E's infrastructure to distribute it to people's homes. It's looking to expand into communities in Butte County, including Oroville. The company's director of communications is Gina Stasi Vanacore. She said customers could save at least 7% on their energy bills.
That is a very conservative estimate. We do believe over the course of time, PG&E will be raising their rates. And again, we prioritize ratepayer savings and have had more significant savings at other points in time.
She said Pioneer isn't able to start expanding into Butte County until 2027. Councilors expressed disappointment at the timeline, but gave direction to staff to move forward with the steps to join. In Chico, I'm Adia White.
The Plumas County DA's office has notified Dixie fire victims of an October 26th deadline for a program that provides compensation. PG&E set up the DP4CR program following a criminal inquiry by the DA of Plumas and four other affected counties. It allows residents whose houses were destroyed by the fire to apply for compensation. The process can be completed online, but must be done by that October 26th deadline. And the town of Quincy is gearing up for the grand opening of a new bike park, happening this afternoon at 4 p.m. The Central Plumas Recreation and Park District is responsible for the new facility. The district has invited people and their families to grab their bikes and come celebrate the opening. A bike park is an enclosed course designed for many types of cyclists for training and entertainment. Quincy's park will come ahead of another one being developed in Butte County. Project managers recently told NSPR they hope designs for that bike park in Chico are finished by the end of the year. In other news, Reading's historic rodeo is one step closer to securing a home. JPR's Justin Higginbottom reports on a vote Tuesday by the City Council in favor of a 25-year lease for the annual event.
For over 75 years, the Reading Rodeo has provided bronco bucking fun for North State residents, but its future at a valuable slice of land near the Sacramento River has been uncertain lately. The rodeo's current lease expires in 5 years while the city eyes new housing developments to serve a growing population. Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo Association, says the latest resolution makes him optimistic this rural tradition will survive in a changing city.
This is the culture of Reading. This is the history of Reading. It's the only professional sport north of Sacramento, and it's in Reading.
He says a long-term lease is needed to raise money for improvements to the grounds, like adding wheelchair ramps and upgrading announcer booths. Bambino says he's hopeful the rodeo will finally get its lease before the end of the year. I'm Justin Higginbottom reporting.
Shoppers are accustomed to checking the use-by dates on food packaging, but what those dates actually mean can be confusing. California lawmakers hope a new bill signed by Governor Gavin Newsom this last weekend will remedy that. NSPR's Ken Duvall explains.
How producers label their products is largely unregulated. According to reporting by the Associated Press, more than 50 different kinds of date labels appear on packaged foods, and it's often unclear what the dates mean. Under the new law, the best of used by stamp will indicate peak freshness, and the used by label will mean the ingredients may be spoiled or unsafe to eat after that date. A major consideration prompting the legislation is food waste. According to the Food and Drug Administration, Californians throw away as much as 6 million tons of unexpired food each year. The new law takes effect in 2026. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
Finally, state health officials are investigating a possible human case of bird flu in the Central Valley. KQED's Keith Mitsuguchi reports.
The Department of Public Health says the person who may have been infected had contact with dairy cattle in the Central Valley. The farm worker experienced mild symptoms and the initial test for H5N1 came back presumptive positive. The CDC still has to confirm the results. This would be the first bird flu case involving a farm worker in California. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has confirmed 55 infected livestock herds in the state. Health officials say the risk of infection for the general public remains low. I'm Keith Mizuguchi, KQED News.
And those are your headlines for Friday, October 4th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Nora Grove.